#Introduction. Welcome to Stage 1 of Empowering Decision Making Through Business Intelligence. A journey for vice presidents in financial services. In this stage, we will delve into the essential fundamentals of business intelligence, or BI for short, as vice presidents in the financial services sector. It's crucial to understand how BI frameworks can enhance decision-making processes and foster an informed business environment. Over the next 40 minutes, we will explore the definition of BI, its key components, the various types of BI, and how BI differs from data analytics. Let's embark on this journey together. #Main Content. #Definition of Business Intelligence. BI. Let's start by defining business intelligence. BI refers to the technologies, processes, and tools that transform raw data into meaningful insights for business decision-making. It serves as a bridge connecting vast amounts of data from various sources to actionable intelligence. In the financial services industry, where data is abundant and complex, BI enables organizations to analyze trends, monitor performance, and ultimately drive strategic decisions. This process helps in identifying opportunities, managing risks, and optimizing operations. A true game changer for enhancing competitiveness in the market. For example, a bank might use BI to analyze customer transaction patterns to identify potential cross-selling opportunities for financial products, such as recommending investment services to customers who frequently engage in high-value transactions. Key components of BI. Now that we have a grasp on the definition, let's explore the key components that make up business intelligence. The primary elements include data sources, data warehousing, data analytics, and presentation tools. First, data sources asterisk can be both internal, like transactional databases, and external, such as market research data. Internal data might include customer information from CRM systems, while external data could consist of economic indicators. Next, we have asterisk data warehousing, which involves collecting and storing data in a centralized repository, making it easier to access and analyze. This is akin to a library where all relevant books, data, are stored in an organized manner for easy retrieval. Then there's asterisk data analytics, which uses statistical and logical techniques to interpret the data and draw insights. For instance, a financial institution might analyze loan performance data to determine which types of loans are most profitable. Lastly, we have asterisk presentation tools asterisk like dashboards and reports that visualize the data in a user-friendly manner, enabling stakeholders to make informed decisions quickly. For example, a dashboard displaying key performance indicators, KPIs, can help executives quickly assess the health of the business at a glance. Types of BI. Moving on to the different types of business intelligence. Broadly speaking, BI can be categorized into three types: reporting, online analytical processing, OLAP, and data mining. Reporting asterisk involves generating standard reports to summarize historical data, which is essential for compliance and tracking performance. For example, a monthly report detailing loan default rates can help a bank understand its risk exposure. OLAP asterisk allows users to perform multidimensional analysis of business data, enabling them to view trends over time or by specific demographics. This could be used to analyze customer demographics against product uptake, helping tailor marketing strategies. Finally, data mining asterisk digs deeper into the data to discover patterns and relationships, often using predictive analytics to forecast future outcomes. For instance, a financial advisor might use data mining techniques to identify clients who are likely to need retirement planning services based on their age and financial behavior. Each type serves a distinct purpose and can be pivotal in different situations, especially in the fast-paced world of financial services. #buy versus data analytics. Lastly, let's clarify how business intelligence differs from data analytics, as this distinction is critical for our understanding. While both concepts are interrelated, they serve different functions. BI is primarily concerned with descriptive analytics, what happened in the past and what is happening now. It focuses on reporting and interpreting historical data to inform current business decisions. For instance, reviewing last quarter's sales data to understand performance is a BI activity. In contrast, data analytics encompasses a broader scope, including predictive and prescriptive analytics, which guide future strategies and actions. For example, using historical data to predict future sales trends or recommend actions to improve customer retention falls under data analytics. Understanding this difference can help you leverage both BI and data analytics effectively within your organization. #conclusion. As we conclude this first stage, remember that a solid understanding of business intelligence is foundational for making informed decisions in the financial services landscape. By comprehending its definition, key components, types, and differences from data analytics, you are now better equipped to utilize BI tools and techniques in your role. In the next stages, we will build upon this knowledge and explore how to implement BI effectively. #reflection questions. 1. How can you integrate business intelligence tools into your current decision-making processes to enhance efficiency? 2. In what ways can understanding the key components of BI improve your team's performance and collaboration? 3. Reflect on a recent decision you made. How could access to BI have influenced that decision? Thank you for your attention, and I look forward to continuing this journey with you as we explore the world of business intelligence further.